Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesia.
Para pendengar sekalian, saat ujian kelas 12 berlangsung di seluruh negeri, tekanan semakin meningkat bagi semua siswa untuk berprestasi baik. Namun, seperti yang dijelaskan oleh kelompok advokasi, tantangannya lebih besar bagi remaja pengungsi yang sudah bergulat dengan kehidupan baru dan bahasa baru. Kiara Hain dan Phoebe Dis melaporkannya untuk Anda.
After the HSC, I want to get into university, UNSW, and I plan to do a bachelor's of engineering.
I plan to do law at my desired university, and I'll do whatever it takes to get there. So if that means like doing another degree first, I don't mind.
Sekolah menengah atas hampir berakhir bagi siswa kelas 12 di Australia. Namun pertama-tama, mereka harus mengikuti ujian sekolah menengah atas. Ujian tersebut merupakan puncak dari program studi sekolah menengah atas terakhir mereka. Di New South Wales, ini disebut sertifikat sekolah tinggi. Di Victoria, sertifikat pendidikan Victoria. Di Queensland, sertifikat pendidikan Queensland, dan seterusnya. Bagi sebagian besar, ini merupakan jalur masuk universitas, sehingga tekanan dalam ujian akhir ini sangatlah tinggi. Namun bagi siswa Sydney Ojoha, tawaran awal sedikit meringankan beban tersebut.
Before the early offer, I was really stressed on getting the ATAR for engineering, which is 90. But after getting the unconditional early offer, there's like not really much of a stress anymore. So I'm just trying to get a high ATAR, so maybe I could apply for a tutor like after this.
Bagi siswa lainnya, Arisa Erin, kepindahan ayahnya dari Bangladesh untuk meraih gelar PhD telah menjadi kekuatan pendorong dalam karir sekolahnya.
Throughout the years, I thought like, throughout the years, my mom was the one that was pushing me to do well in school. And I found that my dad, who came to Australia to do a PhD, wasn't actually too worried about it. I think how laid back he was and how he saw education as more of an opportunity rather than a path, that inspired me to do well rather than straight pressure to get like something superficial like or an A or a B, like to just keep pursuing knowledge.
Bagi yang lain, seperti kapten sekolah Mitchell Alpic, semua pengorbanan itu telah terbayar. Ia telah mendapatkan pekerjaan setelah lulus sekolah.
I've actually been offered to work with the school with the Aboriginal education team. I've done many Aboriginal things for the school with the opportunities that they have given me, and they have recognised my work for that, and they have offered me the position to be part of that team.
Tekanan untuk berprestasi dan menemukan awal yang baru semakin meningkat bagi para migran dan pengungsi yang baru menetap. Banyak di antaranya berasal dari latar belakang yang tidak berbahasa Inggris. Rana Ibrahimi dari Multicultural Youth Advocacy Network mengatakan hal ini dapat menjadi hal yang sulit bagi orang tua dan anak-anak.
Many of them are feeling that they are obliged to meet their family's expectations, and their education is viewed as a pathway to success for them. So families are very sensitive about it. The parents are taking care of the kids, and they sacrifice at some levels to have the best education opportunity for their kids. And the kids are feeling that pressure constantly.
Kelompok advokasi mengatakan ada sumber daya untuk membantu siswa melakukan transisi ke kehidupan pasca sekolah dan memberi mereka setiap kesempatan yang memungkinkan agar merasa nyaman mengikuti ujian. Ibu Ibrahimi mengatakan kesabaran adalah kuncinya.
Asking for help and asking question is not a shame. It's really necessary because they are in a new country with a lot of new things. So nobody expects them to do everything by themselves. They definitely have help and they can seek for it and get it.
Sementara Kapten Sekolah Mitchell mengatakan penting untuk tetap positif. Segala sesuatunya akan berhasil di tengah semua tekanan di tahun ke-12.
Just take any opportunity that you can in and outside of school. And if you don't know what you're doing at the moment, just stay in school and it will eventually catch up to you and I'm sure you'll know by the end of year 12 or maybe after.
Demikianlah laporan yang disusun oleh Phoebe Dis dan Kiara Hain untuk SBS News dan dibawakan oleh Dilail Abimanyu untuk SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.